State of Indiana.
And the laws of the United States and the state of Indiana.
I will faithfully execute the duties of my office.
I will faithfully execute the duties of my office.
As a member of the Board of Trustees.
As a member of the Board of Trustees.
Of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation.
Of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Very good. Thank you, Bob. Now I'll move, make a motion for the move, the approve of the agenda of the organizational meeting, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Schott. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Now I will move this to Dr. Karen Springer, who will deal with the seating of the board officers.
Well, I comprise the nominating committee.
Yeah.
The nominating committee has received input from all 7 school board members regarding board officers for 2021. And we will do each office individually. All nominations received support Alan Karpik to continue as board president. So we need a motion and a second on that.
So moved.
Second.
By Mrs. Austin, and second by Mr. Marley.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I guess I'll continue.
Yeah, go ahead. It's all yours.
For nominating report. So, for vice president, all nominations received support Karen Springer to continue as vice president.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik and second by Mr. Marley.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. All nominations received support Brad Marley to continue as board secretary. Your motion.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Okay. Second.
Second by Mr. Schott.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Officers are in place for the calendar year 2021. And we seat the board president.
I'm seated.
Okay.
And thank you. And I just want to make a couple remarks. First, I'm privileged to do this and appreciate the support of the group to have this opportunity. Again, it's been something that I think it's my 9th year of doing this, and I do consider it a privilege. I think a couple things just to make sure that I can help set the tone with two new board members and 2 returning board members. You know, each year has presented challenges. You know, during this pandemic, I think I have grown, I should say, in my appreciation for the selfless, you know, the great work that's been done by our students. Let's not forget that, their parents, our teachers, and administration. And as a board member, I know that I don't see all the work done behind the scenes, and I never will, but I'm grateful still the same. And for you, Eve, and for Amy, and I'm excited to have you both with us and to having you join us. This board consists of 7 equals, each possessing various skill sets. But to go along with those talents, there's a heartfelt drive and desire to do what is in the best interest of our kids, not just when it's convenient, but at all times. And on a personal level, I look forward to learning more from you than you will from me. And I think that's been my experience in my time of working with the many excellent colleagues I've had on the board in my 14 years. You know, I think that will be an easy thing for you to attain, is because you bring many great skills to the table. And I think my other 4 returning members that I've worked with feel the same way about that opportunity to work with you too. And on your limited training to date, and I think this is important, you know our role as a board is not to be a representative body. It is a subtle distinction, but we are charged to respond to administrative concerns, needs, and initiatives, to set policy, but not to enact law. Simply put, we are not like a city or county council, as they can adopt ordinances that become law. But I think I can speak for all returning board members when I state that we are energized by our abilities to do things the West Side way. Why we should always be willing to be in a learning mode, and I think that's been a constant with our group over the years, and utilize the best educational data and information available. Comparisons aren't our driving force in decision making. We're not Carmel Schools, we're not Zionsville Schools, we're not Tippecanoe School Corporation. We are, in fact, West Side. Over the years, we have blazed our own trail with projects like developing the West Side Foundation, Rise Above the Mark, Happy Howell Elementary, even our current legal challenges in the state regarding that facility. We need our best work done at all times, and especially these times. As one board member, and that's all I am, please know that I will work to be constructive with one another, and we must do the same in an honest and transparent manner. Yet we must also do the business of the school board using a process that is not only efficient, but is effective. We must do our jobs and capably perform our role and function. And this has always been the focus of the relationship I have enjoyed in my years on the board with my colleagues and with the central office and with everyone that I've been able to come in contact with the district. We must be good listeners, active listeners, but also foster an environment so that the talented teachers, administrators, and staff can do one thing, do their jobs. We must be able to present them the best forum to do that. Finally, in all times, especially these, we must surround ourselves with those that will provide the best constructive environment for our kids, whether that be our stakeholders or anyone else who we come in contact, folks that can look themselves in the mirror, offer constructive solutions to problems, and do what is best no matter what for the children of this district will serve as our biggest allies. So I really look forward to this opportunity, and I'm thankful for the chance to do so. We'll move along to the agenda. Board appointments for 2021, the school corporation's bonded positions. And we'll start with treasurer bonded at $100,000, and that's for Ross Sloat. And I need a motion for that.
So moved
by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Schott. Any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor of this motion, please say aye.
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 Okay. And UE, I can see you raising your hand too. I know we have a slight delay, so I'm trying to work with that a little bit. Deputy Treasurer, $100,000, Janelle Wade. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Amy Austin.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Rachel Witt. Discussions, questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Extracurricular Activities Treasurer, $25,000, Connie Laws.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Athletic Secretary, $25,000, Kathy Slaughter. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Questions or discussions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. School Corporation Physicians, Chester Ho, MD, and Anne Marie Biancalli, MD, need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Austin. Yui, we're going to get you in here, we promise. If you're motioning, it's hard to, that little delay may hold it, but you're fine. Any questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Okay, that motion does carry. School Corporation Attorney, Robert Reiling, at $290 per hour plus $500 monthly bond. Meeting retainer, Kevin Riley, at $240 per hour. Ryan Munden at $240 per hour, plus COSA representation of WLCSC at $225 per year per person, and $315 per hour for bond counsel and litigation issues. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Marley. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, now we'll move on to other business of this organizational meeting. Resolution to readopt current board bylaws and policies. Need a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Dr. Springer. Questions or discussions? And format and neighbor. Okay, any questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Board compensation per Indiana Code 20-26-4-7, $2,000 per year per board member plus $112 per meeting. Need a motion, please. This is the same that it's been for years.
Yeah.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Discussion? Questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Education Foundation appointments. At this point, we have Tom Schott that is on the Education Foundation Committee. We have historically had a second person. As you will know, as board chair, I will be working with you on committee assignments. So at this point in time, I'd like to just approve Tom. We likely will have a second board member on this, but it's to be determined if that's suitable to everyone. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Austin.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Discussion. Questions. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Motion for adjournment to convene for the regular meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Amy Austin and second by Mrs. Witt. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. So that handles our organizational meeting for 2021. We will move to our regular meeting, Board of School Trustees, and start this process by approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Approval of the regular minutes of the December 7th, 2020 meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Amy Austin. And any additions or changes to the minutes? Whereof? I think it looks good from my perspective. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, we'll move on to unfinished business. I have none. Communication from the audience. We have someone that wants to speak, Daisha, for the non-agenda item, which will come later, if that works for you. And we have no one else to speak with respect to communication from the audience. Unfinished business, I have none. New business and academic achievement. We'll move on to facilities update. And just to bring everyone up to speed a little bit on Dr. Killian, he's got a voice issue where he's whispering at best. So we're trying to limit his ability. He has limited abilities to talk. We'll have Ross. Rocky will be able to sign if he has questions or comments. But Ross, we'll give that up to you.
Yeah, the academic achievement facilities update for the education wing at the junior senior high, things are pretty well on schedule. We thought we'd maybe use more of it in January, but it looks like it'd be like February where they'll move in, be able to start using some of the classrooms. I know they're doing, I think Ron said maybe they're moving some things in the library and getting some of that ready, so it's, I would say, fairly on schedule. The Performing Arts Center seems to be moving along at normal progress. We still expect that we could have the open house, the opening celebration there by the end of May, first part of June. So those are our two main projects, and things seem to be fairly well on schedule, and the weather's been decent for the construction crews to continue working. So we'll keep an eye on it, but everything looks good so far.
All right, questions or from anyone? This is not a motion, but for information, but does anybody have any questions for Ross? This weather had been a net positive on this issue, or is it, I mean?
No, weather's been positive. I mean, for the outside work at the Performing Arts Center, I mean, that we haven't had severe weather, so that's been acceptable. We're glad to see more of the education wing closed in, because, you know, the more exposure to the outside, the more heat cost you have. So as soon as we can get things continue to be closed in, the better we are for our utility costs.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Any other questions from anyone for Ross on this topic? Okay, thank you, Ross. Appreciate that update. Donation acceptance, junior senior high school construction projects. And Ross, back to you.
Okay, we had a donation. A former West Lafayette Junior Senior High staff member has left part of her estate gift to assist a junior senior high school. Today we received the first part of this donation from the former staff member's estate, which I'll mention later in the month. The administration is recommending the board accept this donation to the junior senior high school at the superintendent's discretion to be used towards the James R. Guy Wing and the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center construction event costs. So we were somewhat surprised today. We received a check for $65,000. It was from Rose Hedrick, who was a teacher. I'm not sure what year she would have retired. And some of you might be familiar
with
her.
Yeah, I'll comment on that in a minute.
So we're pleased to have this donation, and we'd ask the board to accept it.
Okay, I'll need a motion.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Mr. Marley. Yeah, Rose, or Ms. Hedrick, who made me the keyboardist that I am, which is, I won't blame her for my 26 words a minute that I can do. No, she was a typing instructor at Westside, and I don't know, Rachel, whether she was there by the time you had gotten through.
I think she'd gone, yeah.
And I think she wasn't, you know, even I graduated in 1978. When I heard the name, I was taken aback, only because she was an excellent teacher, very quiet, very unassuming, but very, very ability. That has nothing to do with fundraising, I understand, or getting the decision to give money. But I just, and I know I have a number of my school classmates that when they hear of this will be happily surprised, because she was very well liked. And when you teach keyboarding, you can, as we all know, you might be subject to some level of challenge from your students, or it wasn't keyboarding, it was typing, I should say. I was typing in a non-electric typewriter, so that's why I only did 26 words a minute. And I just thought that was something quite special to hear that, and I didn't hear that till today, and just to know that, because that surprised me a little bit, but maybe unfair of me to even say that I'd be surprised, because I had just a neat thing, and I thought that was. And she was very well respected by the students. Actually, there were two, Mrs. Hugely and Ms. Hedrick taught typing at that time, and she taught other. I believe she also taught, other business classes as well. It wasn't just that, but I don't even know exactly how long she was there, but. That's quite an astounding gift.
And I think we ought to give credit to Rocky, because I think he planted seed with the family several years ago. So you never know when these things are going to materialize. And, you know, it was unexpected to us, but the seed was planted and, you know, it developed. So it was a good
contact. Yeah, I appreciate that Rocky does a good job with that. And I think if that's something that, you know, it's in the world of fundraising, it's important to know we obviously have always are going to have needs, and for people to want to be able to meet those, that's quite flattering, I think, for the district. So I'm so glad to hear that. We'll move on now. Do we have to take a vote? Yeah, mm-hmm. Haven't voted yet.
Alan, I had one other question for you. Is there some means in which we might recognize Ms. Hedrick, a plaque or a something? Is there some plan for that, for the generosity? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
See, I knew I'd get Rocky to talk when I'd forgotten to do the vote, so that's a good idea.
I'll take a nod.
And I think that's a good, excellent point, and I hope we can, we'll come up with something that's appropriate for her.
I just think that's a, our students today ought to be able to look in the hallway and understand that lifetime of support in community, in the West Side community. So I like that.
Okay. Other comments? Yui or anybody else? Anything else to add? Okay. Okay, well, all in favor of accepting the donation, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Facilities memo of understanding, and Mr. Olhout, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. As there's several moving parts, as many of you know, the city was using Happy Hollow as City Hall for a period of time, and they are now vacating to move into their new facility. And because of that, we have the ability to continue, though, with the COVID testing, and they have requested to do that. So the COVID testing center has been in Happy Hollow. As the city is vacated, we have developed a memorandum of understanding between Tippecanoe County and the West Lafayette Community School Corporation to allow the COVID testing center to continue in operation for a nominal fee of $1, and to continue potentially into the future as a vaccine site, a vaccination site as well. So the terms of the agreement, as I said, are for the nominal sum of $1, and we can terminate the agreement upon 10 days' notice. So we request your consideration of this memorandum of understanding.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
By Mr. Schott.
Second.
Second by Amy Austin. Discussion or questions? Questions about the memo of understanding? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. West Lafayette Library lease consideration, I believe we're going to table lease for this month and move on with that here in the near term. That's still something that we are working on, but that will be tabled for this evening. Is that, Ross, the right way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, we'll go to the West Lafayette CSC Diversity Task Force information. And I will do a kind of a brief introduction to introduce Laura Falk and Mark Saros that we did introduce last month. They are the two co-chairs for our still to be named Diverse Equity and Inclusion Committee. And tonight they will provide a brief introduction and snapshot of what is ahead. Fellow board members Karen Springer and Rachel Witt have been working with me on this really since late summer, and we are really excited about the opportunity and what is ahead for this committee and its ultimate positive effect we believe it will have on the student experience at our schools. Rachel has agreed to serve as a board representative on the committee. Not determined whether that will be the sole board representative, but she will be the board representative of the committee. But I think something I want to wish to make clear that this committee, set in motion by Dr. Killian, will be charged to take its time to do its work and provide us with a roadmap moving forward. Some of you may have seen some posts on social media, one specifically attacking one of our co-chairs over the weekend. Not only is this content of these posts incomplete, inaccurate, and misleading, but it creates an unproductive distraction to what we believe is vitally important work of addressing issues of race taken on by the leadership of this committee of our schools. As a school board is duly charged to do, we will focus our energy in diligently serving our students with complete and accurate information in a professional manner, and I can promise you that. It will not be done on social media. So I want to make that clear from our perspective. Margaret and Laura, the floor is yours if you would like to come forward.
Thank you, Alan, and the school board. Is this on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Not really hearing it either. Yeah, I hear it now.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Alan, and the school board for having us here tonight. My connection to WCLC started when I was 8, moving to West Lafayette from Chicago. Our family were refugees from Cyprus and immigrated to the United States. When we found West Lafayette, it was a blessing for our family. Our family, who hadn't mastered English and didn't fully understand the United States schools and culture, were immediately comforted by our West Side teachers. They recognized that our family faced additional challenges at the time and focused on making our education one item off my parents' worries. My parents had full trust in them, and they didn't disappoint. As a principal now, one of my main areas of focus is making all families feel that comfort in trusting us with their most important part of their life, their children. This isn't always an easy task, as many families have been let down in previous educational settings. I see this as a challenge to help them know we're different. We have been a very diverse community as far back as I can recall, starting with my principal, Mr. Curtis, who stated, "We are all a small world under one roof. We are fortunate to have this place on earth where we can safely educate our children. Although we're not perfect, we certainly continue to learn and grow while holding on to the same values that our family recognized as special when I was a second grader at Morton Elementary those years ago. I am pleased to work alongside Laura Falk as a co-chair for the West Lafayette Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. Dr. Carolyn Johnson will facilitate this committee as we begin to work at our success, to look at our successes, as well as work on areas of growth regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago. My parents decided to have my siblings and me follow in my father's footsteps and had us enrolled at the University of Chicago Laboratory School. My K through 12 experience there was very similar to what we have here at WLCSC. I was introduced to a multitude of races, religions, ethnicities, and cultures. Being a part of this diverse student body, I learned about many different people and perspectives, and was so thankful to have so many different people in my life. That set me up as a strong advocate for people's basic rights when I went to college. The lack of diversity was evident, and consequently, I became a victim of the ignorance of racism. My experience at Lab, though, prepared me to push back against the racist words and acts I experienced in college and helped me teach others about how their words hurt others when that was maybe not their intention. When we moved our family to West Lafayette and I became a part of the WLCSC family as a full-time teacher, I continued that philosophy that I grew up with by teaching my students that as humans, we recognize and respect our differences and must challenge those ideas, words, and respect our differences, or I'm sorry, and thoughts that made anyone feel less about themselves. I also discovered an amazing match between my foundational experience in Lab and the philosophies and goals at WLCSC. The student body here at WLCSC provides all those with the same experience that I was honored to have had through my K through 12 career. And I make a point at introducing new perspectives and thoughts so we all gain exceptional knowledge to help all of us have those tough conversations regarding race and other differences in the world. With the tools we as staff members at WLCSC teach and use with ourselves and our students, we will be in the forefront to educate our students to push back and challenge those racist thoughts and actions and create that change we all want to see where everyone is respected and valued. I'm also happy to share with you a little bit about Dr. Carolyn Johnson, who will be the task force facilitator. At Purdue, Dr. Johnson holds various positions. As Associate Vice Provost for Diversity and Inclusion, Carolyn focuses on major institutional issues regarding diversity and inclusion and university climate. She also supports the Multicultural and Minority Program Directors and help identify opportunities for institutional improvement in recruiting and success of students, staff, and faculty. Finally, Dr. Johnson serves as liaison to Purdue University's Senate Equity and Diversity Committee. Carolyn has helped academic institutions throughout the United States and in Europe, Asia, and Africa address critical issues of diversity and inclusion. She has served as a trustee of 3 institutions of higher learning, has had on-the-ground field experience working with educators in underserved refugee and minority communities, both nationally and internationally, and has lent her expertise to academic business diversity assessment. She earned her bachelor's and master's degrees in elementary education from Indiana University and her doctorate in educational administration from Purdue. She joined Purdue in 1985 in the African American Studies and Research Center.
We need to look through a different lens that focuses on diversity through the entire corporation. Tonight we begin the process of securing a variety of volunteers over the next couple weeks through a Google form that is currently available on our corporation website. This form will allow people to express interest in serving on this committee by answering a few questions we've provided. We are eager to get this process moving so we can host our first meeting later this month. At that meeting, our committee will hear from district staff about how each school has started to address diversity, equity, and inclusion within the following 4 categories: academic support, social-emotional support, staff professional development, and parent-family outreach. This will allow us to acknowledge areas that have been addressed and also have open discussions about what areas need growth to best provide our students with a well-rounded education. The committee will be doing an in-depth review of all corporation data. Our demographic data is collected by the Indiana Department of Education each year. This data does not include all types of diversity that will be reviewed in our committee work. The terminology used for each population is also what the IDOE determines that all Indiana schools must use. This data is also found on the IDOE website and updated annually. Another important note is that this data was previously available historically on the IDOE Compass website, but they recently changed to the InView website, and IDOE did not carry over historical data prior to 2019 from Compass to InView. Our committee will be reviewing the last 10 years of data to look at an accurate portrait of who we are regarding all areas of demographics gathered. One interesting piece of data is that our percentage of minorities has risen 10% in the last 10 years. I think it is very important to note there is information on a variety of social media that is incorrect. The information we are using comes directly from the STN Application Center website of the Indiana Department of Education and is an accurate representation of our actual data. We'll be looking at longitudinal data to see what it says about WLCSC, how we can use the data to make informed decisions about what is going well, where we need to improve, and how we can involve our local community into this discussion. We want to hear from their important voices. The committee will address these and many other topics, which will require time and patience. If you are passionate about this topic, open-minded, and ready to have a positive impact within our corporation, please submit your interest to serve. Our goal is to have approximately 30 people on this committee with diverse backgrounds to represent all facets of our community.
The formation of this task force is the first step in creating a more equitable, inclusive, and diverse environment in WLCSC. While efforts have been in the works to meet this goal, we will formalize this group to publicly dedicate our energy and resources to continue to dismantle outdated systems, listen to voices that have been underrepresented, and review curriculum to ensure all voices and histories are being studied and valued. While this can be uncomfortable to admit that we have biases in our school systems, we cannot continue to ignore and must ensure that all members of the community are respected, represented, and supported, no matter their race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, disability, or socioeconomic status. We have been very encouraged by the community engagement in this effort, but must be mindful to respect, not derail the progress and time that we will need to make sure that this is not rushed into and pulled together, but done with intent and deliberation. We look forward to engaging in this work and being a leader in social change.
Respectfully, we request the public be patient with the committee as we work hard to make recommendations to the board on areas we can improve as a corporation regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. This committee has an important task, and we will need to explore a variety of ideas before making recommendations to the board. As Maya Angelou once said, all great achievements require time. We ask that you give us time to achieve the level of excellence that is expected of our committee.
Thank you. I'm going to take a motion to accept the formation of the committee and in this and the task force, and then we'll also open that up to questions. So I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Mrs. Austin. Questions?
I would like to thank Mrs. Saros and Mrs. Falk. This has been a lot, and we've been working in a very focused way on it, as you know, Alan, since July, a little before that, actually. And I'm really, really enthusiastic. I know Alan said this, but really excited about what's to come for us and the progress we're going to make, and it's important work to be done. And I'm very grateful for the two of you. You are busy and have lives of your own, and you're making this a priority as well in a personal way and a professional way, and I'm very grateful to you for that.
I'll add in that I'm grateful for the work of Karen and Rachel on this, because they've been pretty dogged on getting after this. We've had weekly phone calls for a very long time over this process, and I'm very, very excited about this opportunity. I look at this as not only with the two of you and with Carolyn, I think with our entire community. I think we can make improvements here. We can make this the best school district in all areas, and that to me is every child has that experience here, has the opportunity for that experience. So. Thrilled to have you involved, the two of you, and Carolyn, and all that will come forward, because I think we will have interesting discussions, passionate discussions, and all these things will and at the end of the day make us better. So I'm very excited about that. Other questions or comments?
I would just like to add my support for the two of you. We've worked very hard and very deliberately. We are developing a process that will take time, but will create a good product that will benefit the whole school corporation. So as this, we encourage the public and stakeholders to apply to be on this committee as your passion suggests, and we want good discussion and good results, and we just fully expect those. So thank you.
Thank you both. Appreciate that very much. Okay, we will now move on to item 6, and that will be resolutions, additional check runs, and appropriations transfers. I think we'll do those both together. And Mr. Olhav, it's back to you.
Do we vote?
We have two resolutions. One authorizes
Hey, Alan, we didn't vote.
I've swung and missed twice here, so. You know, Karen, I don't know, it's your, I'm gonna blame you. Let's come back and let's vote. I think I could see Yui, where she was waving in the background too, so. Go ahead and let's have a vote. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. That's the good thing about wearing a blue mask, it can hide my red face. Now we'll go on to additional check runs and appropriate transfers, and Steve, I'll not cut you off this time.
That's all right. Happens once in a while at home too.
Yeah.
We have two resolutions. One is authorizing the treasurer to pay claims, that is pay bills, pay utilities, and other things that come across the desk in between board meetings for calendar year 2021. And the other resolution allows the treasurer to transfer funds between major budget classification items when necessary, and never to exceed total appropriations in that fund.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Austin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott.
Just would like to add clarification that these are two resolutions that we do every January.
Yeah.
It just helps to run an efficient business office. Yeah. So they're very...
I might add also that each month, any bills that are paid between board meetings are approved by the board in the claims report.
Correct. Thank you. Other questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Personnel report. Ross, back to you.
Yeah, on the personnel report, we recommend your consideration. I would like, however, to point out the special request, item number 3, Families First Coronavirus Relief Act leave extension. That come in, I think, kind of late. Steve had spent time working on that. I'd just like him to give a short explanation of what that extension is.
Well, the Families First Coronavirus Relief Act was passed by Congress that last spring in order to provide... under the Family Medical Leave Act, certain protections for employees who needed to be out on quarantine for COVID or if their children or family were affected by COVID. And so we've been following the provisions of this act through the end of 2020. Those provisions were mandatory for employers our size. However, those provisions did expire at the end of 2020, but in the last stimulus act, Congress did extend them if employers wish to provide them voluntarily through March 31st of this year. So we recommend that the board approve that we continue providing these same leave provisions for employees through March 31st, 2021.
Appreciate it. Go ahead, Ross.
No, thanks, Steve. So I just want clarification on that, but the other items, you know, we'd recommend your approval.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion on any questions at this point? Again, this is something we do see in advance, personnel report. Questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable vouchers, and back to you, Ross.
Okay, we have a total of the payroll deductions, our claims, WeBet claims, construction projects of $6,916,566.90. A couple items to point out, in usually December we have higher payables because we pay our debt payments on the bonds. So we had 3 bond payments. Huntington, a little over $2 million, the Old National Bank, $377,000, and then the Bank of New York, $136,000. And I would mention that, remember we had, I think, 3 or 4 GO bonds when they did smaller projects like at Happy Hollow, Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
This Bank of New York payment pays off our last, I think that was a 2013 GO bond. So all the GO bonds are paid. The other bonds remaining are the 17, 18, 19, and 20 bonds for the recent construction. So we're making, you know, progress on relieving some of that old debt. Like to point out too, the Brown and Brown $3,750 is the our consultant for our health insurance, and that's the renewal, the annual the payment for them. And our software systems, the $14,800 is the annual software renewal for our financial software system that we started. We've been in that for a year. We're pretty happy with it. Remember, we were within New World Systems, and now we're with SSI Software Systems, Inc. And I think our business office seems to be happy with that. The one item might jump out, that payroll of $84,465.91. What that is, when we got the tag money from the DOE to pay the staff, teachers, the teacher appreciation grant funds, we had to put it in a separate fund. Well, we pay the salaries and everything out of the education fund, so this was a transfer of the deposit from the DOE back into our education fund to cover the outgo of the payments for the appreciation grant money. The one item there, you said it shows like TSC, Tippecanoe School Corporation, labor for $11,838.55. That should have had a description. It's bus labor on bus repairs. That's what that labor cost is. And then there was a summary for the Huntington charges. And the one thing I noticed, I thought you might have a question on, it talks about we had smart boards of $54,000 and $78,000. That then is paid out of our common school loan funds. Right. And a couple other items on there. It says chair online language webinar. Well, the descriptions are a combination. They had at the elementary school bought some additional staff chairs, but there was also some basic language software. So the combination of that description kind of come out a little bit odd, chair online language webinar, but it was a combination of chairs and online software for educational purposes. So that concludes my comments. We'd recommend your consideration for the payments.
Can you do the motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Austin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All right. Questions or discussion? Anything else on the accounts payable voucher? Any questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate all your effort. Information of the board, I don't have anything additional at this point. Board and superintendent reports. With respect to committees, especially for Yui and for Amy, that I will be sending out an email in the next period of time, 72 hours, I would think, at least with some committee, suggested committee assignments. I am open to, that's one of the roles I do have, of setting those up, open to some suggestions, and some of, I think I've heard from some folks on some specific things they might want to work on, but it is a two-way street, and I certainly will listen to things that you may want to do, especially the two new members. There are some ones that some places that you may start with, but we are open to suggestion, and we'll begin that process here. You know, within, I would think by Wednesday or Thursday, I'll send some correspondence out to you regarding those committees. Okay, so if you have questions about that, Yui or Amy, by all means, call, let me know, and we'll discuss those as well. Because it is, especially for the two of you, there's a lot getting thrown at you initially that you'll get up to speed. You're both intelligent people that will be able to do this, but there's a learning curve on a lot of this stuff, and we're here to help you in any way that we can to get you through that at the best that we can. So. I don't know if there are any other reports, though. Does anybody have a report? Karen, I see your hand up, so fire away.
Okay. The last governing board meeting was held on Tuesday, December 15th. Each GLASS department explained the changes they made due to COVID-19. All departments implemented virtual learning, virtual services, virtual case conferences, and technology training for staff and parents. The goal was to provide educational continuity for the student that they serve. work continues on the decentralization of GLASS. For Park Board, the Happy Hollow Park Dog Park is open for use, and the Parks Department is looking forward to a ribbon-cutting ceremony sometime here in January. The West Lafayette Wellness Center has experienced some construction delays due to COVID-19, so the opening for that will be sometime in February. And then the Board Policy Committee resumes its work this Thursday.
That dog park is already getting a lot of business.
It's already being used, yes.
Amazing. Okay, anything else? Anybody else have anything for the good of the order on that front? Communication for the audience, Dacia, feel free to come forward and just state your name and your address if you would, and the floor is yours.
Okay.
I think it's on.
It's on. Dacia Mumford, and my address is 719 Pike Street. I'd like first start to thank each of you for serving on the school board. I asked to speak today because I would like to volunteer to serve on the policy committee. My understanding is that this committee does not change policies. Its role is to systematically review policies and then make recommendations to the school board. While most of the policy committee is composed of school board members, I was excited to learn that one community member volunteer is already serving on the committee. Given that membership is not restricted to school board members, I hope that you will consider appointing me to this committee. The policy committee considers what updates are needed for our school policies. I bring experience as a parent of four children. I've also taught kindergarten and first grade in the West Lafayette Elementary School. I worked at Purdue, supervising student teachers, so had an opportunity to visit various schools in this community. I frequently attended these school board meetings as well as other school board meetings in other school districts. And I've also spent time studying our school board policies as well as other school district school board policies. To conclude, I'd like to point out one specific corporation policy that I believe needs to be adjusted. Policy 0143, listed as a school board bylaw, requires that public information included in the school board packet provided to school board members before each meeting must all be kept confidential. I believe that community members would like to be better informed in order to understand the reasons behind school board decisions. Our neighboring school districts do not have a policy that restricts public access to those portions of the school board packet that are not related to personnel issues, lawsuits, prospective employees, or employee evaluation. I encourage you to follow the lead of our neighboring school districts and provide public access to the school board packet. Thank you again for your service to serve on the school board, and I hope that you will accept my offer to volunteer to help with the review of school board corporation policies.
Thank you, Liz. Appreciate it. Anybody else want to speak at this point? Okay, they didn't sign up. Okay, future meetings, next meeting, we will adjourn to executive session here shortly, but our next meeting will be set for Monday, February 1st, 6:30 p.m., location to be determined. We are working on being able to continue to stream these meetings, and that's going to be in that thought process, so stay tuned for the meeting location, but that will be Monday, February 1st. Adjournment, convene for, and we will convene. We never want to forget our annual finance meeting. Neither would Tom and or Rachel. So we will convene for our annual finance meeting, which is open to the public. Lincoln, you may miss it, but let's have a motion for adjournment of this meeting, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. I will now pass the baton to Mr. Schott, who I believe serves as the president of our Board of Finance. And Tom, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Alan. I'd like to call to order the annual meeting of the Board of Finance and on January 4th. If I get approval of the agenda for our meeting.
Hello.
Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Austin. Discussion. Again, this is something we do every year. All those in favor of the approving the agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Review the minutes from the January 6, 2020 meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those, please?
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Marley. Any discussion on the minutes? Thought they were exceptionally well put together. Can I get a vote on the approval of the minutes, please?
So moved.
Voting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. As I have done since assuming this position, I have polled the other board members, in this case, the other four members who were board members in 2020 and were continuing in 2021. And the majority opinion was to continue the current slate of officers, which is Mrs. Witt as secretary and myself as president. So I get a motion to approve the selection of the two officers.
So moved.
Moved by Alan Carpick. You don't have to do that very often.
No, I know. It's thrilling.
Second.
Second by Amy Austin. Discussion, please. Rachel, thanks again for answering my text on New Year's Eve. Sorry. All those in favor of saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Now we're really here for us to hear from Ross. And Ross, if you'll please provide the investing officer's report for 2020.
Yeah, we'll try to give an update. One thing that I found when the board meetings on the first Monday, like on the 4th, and New Year's Day was on the 1st, it's hard to get updated bank information because everybody's closed. So you notice on my report, it says interest earnings through November. Well, that was true then, but then today I did get earnings, so I adjusted all the numbers, but I forgot to take the through November off. So that our total earnings is calculated through December. So our total interest earnings for 2020 was $145,362.22. Now that is a good number, but it's not as good as we had in 2019, where we earned $271,000. And I'm sure all you know what the markets have done in the last past year, you know, resulting in lower earnings. So we had $931 we earned in our money market compared to a year ago, $7,200, $1,500 in our checking, $92,000 in CDs, and $50,000. 889 in the Hoosier Fund. So we have, tried to invest our money to take advantage of what rates there are and what earning rates we do have. You look down, I always like to keep that one number on there. In the year 2000, we had $407,000 in interest earnings, and we probably had rates, I don't know, Brad, what they would have been in 2000, but significantly higher than what we see now. So our money market checking accounts are both at Huntington Bank. The earnings rate dropped significantly on those accounts to 10 basis points on the checking and 0.1 on money market. I wonder if sometime we might have to pay them to put the money in the bank. I don't know. The Hoosier Fund has been a good investment option. I appreciate the board giving us the opportunity to do that. I mean, it was approved back in 17. The Hoosier Fund invests in CDs and other securities backed by the U.S. Treasury. Now and that's a pretty liquid money market fund. We try to keep our excess cash in there because we can put it in today. We could take it out in 3 days. But you can see the earnings is higher than our other checking account funds. But that's dropped too as of January 1 to 30 basis points. Continue to use Baker Tilly for our CD investments, and that's paid off. I would like to get us on the back of this sheet or on your packet. We did have the CD register, showing that we have some CDs with BMO Harris Bank. We have some at a little over 2%. Now, those were maturities of a year and a half and 2 years. Now, I look back, we should have extended those maturities, but at the time, you know, I thought, well, that we could stretch it out to 2 years, things will go up, we'll keep rolling it over. But back, you know, compared to today, that's a pretty good rate. We have a couple other CDs that are like at 50 basis points. And then deposits with the Hoosier Fund, and that, like I said, that's a pretty liquid account, but it gives us some halfway decent earnings in today's market. So that's kind of my summary report, Tom, and hopefully next year we can increase, you know, a little more earnings if the rates would come back up.
Can I get a motion to approve the investing officer's report, please?
I'll move.
By Brad Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Any questions for Ross? And obviously challenging year, but
challenging, but thank you.
Thank you.
Get a vote to approve the report, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, Ross, thanks again. At this time, I get a motion to adjourn the annual meeting of the Board of Finance.
So moved.
Second.
By Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Marley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. We will adjourn to executive session review. We have some claims to sign that would be nice to get signed before Rachel leaves, and the open minutes. So, thank you all for attending.
Oh, thanks.